News Talk 1620 WTAW. At the last call at Station City Council meeting, a unanimous vote directing the mayor to submit a letter of support to the Brazos County Commission regarding the creation of a regional mobility authority. According to the city, it would be a countywide independent government agency focused on regional transportation problems such as congestion and travel times. Some background about how the council decided to give its support to the Regional Mobility Authority, or RMA, comes from the retired director of the Texas Transportation Institute, Dennis Christensen.
The Texas Transportation Institute data suggests that literally for decades, congestion in Bryan College Station has been growing at 6% a year, doubles every 12 years. And what it's saying is that if we keep doing the same commitment, the same resources we have today, it keeps getting worse at 6% indefinitely into the future. We're about where Austin was 25 years ago. Austin decided to not build infrastructure, and I think we all know what the results of that decision was. So to try to deal with this problem locally, we created an informal group about a year ago that we called the Transportation Leadership Group. Mayor Mooney serves on it, the city manager serves on it, their counterparts, about 25 people, leadership in the county, both cities, university, and the private sector, to provide some direction and guidance on what it is we do going forward. And it's the unanimous conclusion of all of those individuals that mobility in Bryan College Station is important. We want to retain the quality of life. We want to retain the economic competitiveness. We want to do what we need to do to address the problem and move on. At the same time, I think we all realize that the city budgets and the county budgets are tight with a lot of competing needs, and the unfunded needs for transportation in Brazos County are literally in the billions of dollars. So one of the things that we were charged with doing was let's take a look at what some other options are that we're not doing here that we might want to consider doing here. And one of those is a regional mobility authority, and we started looking at that about 8 months ago. We created a working group comprised of representative of all the involved entities. Councilman Nichols served on it for College Station. We spent a lot of hours kicking through what are these things, how do they work, what are the questions, do they make any sense? And it was the recommendation of that working group that we take this to the leadership group and present it to them, which we did about 4 weeks ago. And the leadership group's response was, this is interesting, we need to have some more dialogue, let's get out and get buy-in and talk. So since then, we've done a workshop with county commissioners. We've done a presentation to Councilwoman Harvell's Transportation Mobility Committee. We've talked with the Technical Advisory Committee of the MPO. We've met with City of Bryan staff. We've met with the mayor of the City of Bryan. We have some additional meetings scheduled. And while I don't speak for the county, as you'll see, if this goes forward, the county will take the lead on it. And I think the county does not want to do that unless they have the strong support of all of the involved entities, certainly the two cities, the university, and the MPO as a minimum. The people in Austin at TxDOT are making decisions every day on literally how billions of dollars are being spent in this state. They look at the Bryan District and they see it as one big rural, uncongested area. And this flags us out on their map that there's something going on there. And by the way, locally, these people are doing everything they can to solve their problem. And we've extended an invitation to the TxDOT Commission Chair. He's accepted that invitation. And we will make a pitch for more money coming to Bryan. And this is part of the pitch that we're doing all we can at the local area.
Comments from the retired executive director of the Texas Transportation Institute, Dennis Christensen, at the last College Station City Council meeting before the council voting unanimously to send a letter of support to the Brazos County Commission, which is the government agency that will take the lead in establishing a regional mobility authority. Also speaking at the College Station City Council meeting was a consultant, Doug Bramwell.
Here's an image of the Bryan District. It's 10 counties, and it's roughly about 7,700 square miles. Four of these counties has an interstate that goes through it, and that's Walker, Madison, Leon, and Freestone County. Madison, Leon, and Freestone, they rank in the bottom 50% for population in the state of Texas. And I say that because Brazos County is ranked within the top 10% for population. In fact, Brazos County has more people than Washington County, Grimes, Milam, Freestone, Burleson, Leon, Robertson, and Madison counties combined. Let's let that sink in. That's a pretty amazing stat. Another piece of useful information is that in fiscal year 2017, the Bryan TxDOT district budget, about 45% of it was for construction, and approximately 55% of it was for maintenance. And so remember, you know, we have an interstate that runs through this district, and then Brazos County is less than 10% of the entire district. So my point being is that there's a lot of demand for all the TxDOT resources. And RMA could change that by redefining what local is. See, the TxDOT Bryan District is responsible for all 7,700 square miles in 10 counties. And then what an RMA could do is essentially be a TxDOT district of 591 square miles in one county, thus being a district within a district. So going back to all the things of what an RMA is, it's a non-taxing authority. It doesn't levy any property taxes or anything like that. It does have powers of eminent domain. It could do lots of different things. It's not limited to just roadways, and I have another slide that goes a little deeper into that. It encourages local control, meaning that it gets to determine what the priorities are and what to do them and in what order to do them in. You know, the types of projects, there's all different types which an RMA can accomplish, which is a lot more than a typical TxDOT district could complete. It could do roadways, any kind of airport and aviation facilities, hike and bike, public utilities, transit, parking, toll, bridges, ferries. I mean, you name it. There's a very long list of different things that we could do with this. So RMAs, they can get creative and resourceful when it comes to funding a project. And it can receive money from many different sources. You know, an RMA can pursue money from federal highway funds and rail funds, the general fund, Texas Mobility Fund, the State Infrastructure Bank. The RMAs, they basically can look for different ways to put a deal together and provide options on funding projects. Currently, there's 9 RMAs that are located in the state, and they're in three general locations. Up in Northeast Texas, there's 3. There's the Ned RMA, Sulphur Springs, and Grayson County RMA. In Central Texas, there's the CT RMA in Alamo, and then along the border.
You are listening to comments from the last College Station City Council meeting where endorsement was given to create a regional mobility authority. The consultant on the project is Doug Bramwell, went on to explain how an RMA is created.
It starts at the county, as Dennis said. Commissioner's Court passes a resolution that approves the creation of an RMA. After this, a petition is prepared and it's submitted to TxDOT and the Texas Transportation Commission for their review. In that petition, there is language that shows that this RMA will increase the commerce and the prosperity and for the health and living conditions and the public safety for not just the folks here, but for the state. And after a successful review, the TTC issues a minute order that creates the RMA, after which the county accepts that minute order and it begins organizing the board, which the governor gets to appoint the presiding officer, and the commissioner's court gets to choose an even number of directors, so there's an odd number of people on the board. There are some disqualifications for being on the board. You can't be an elected official, in this case a non-resident of Brazos County, a TxDOT employee, or any government employee, or a property owner who may be impacted by a project that the RMA is going to do. So having said all this leads to the next question is, why even consider an RMA? Why create one? So from past experience, you know, TxDOT has provided a grant for the initial funds to launch the RMA. So it's reasonable to assume that a similar process would happen. Thus, there wouldn't be any cost to the city or the county. What it does is it tames another tool to be used to help solve some of our transportation problems. And this isn't the ultimate solution which solves all of our problems, but it does provide options and opportunities that we don't have. And for example, it opens up to pursuing a lot of state and federal dollars. And you know, right now, toll roads are they're out of favor. But however, when toll roads are again in demand, this tool could utilize that funding method. When it's created, both TxDOT and the state will understand that Brazos County acknowledges our current conditions and that we're being proactive, we're being organized and engaged in solving our transportation issues. We're getting local control, being through Commissioner's Court. Again, it's a non-taxing authority. This allows for increased funding of construction into Brazos County. The RMA could go to TxDOT for the state for funding, as well as to coordinate to get also some federal funds. It takes the lead. And what I mean by that is sometimes just finding the human resources to spearhead a project is tough. And, you know, a project with multiple participants, it can slow progress. An RMA can perform the implementation process of setting meetings with all the different stakeholders. It can draft and circulate the agreements, can monitor schedules and milestones, and generally just put the deal together and get it done. Looking at past experiences with the RMA and with TxDOT, you know, there's essentially no cost to the city and or the county to do this, to start it up. This gives College Station Bryan and Brazos County more visibility. Remember, the population of Brazos County is more than the populations of Washington, Grimes, all those counties that I've mentioned. And this RMA really helps illustrate what our size and our needs are. And this also demonstrates to TxDOT and the state that we're being proactive and organized and engaged and that we're doing everything we can to solve our own problems. So just remember, at the end of the day, we don't want to become the next Austin.
Again, comments from a consultant, Doug Bramwell, before the College Station City Council unanimously directed the mayor to submit a letter of support to the Brazos County Commission regarding the creation of a regional mobility authority. This presentation will also be coming to a future meeting of the Bryan City Council and ultimately, again, before the Brazos County Commission. After the County Commission takes action, then a petition to be submitted to the state for consideration, and if it's approved by the Texas Transportation Commission, then this regional mobility authority would be created. More information is online at the City of College Station's blog, which is blog.cstx.gov. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.